All across the country, folk are prepping for the end of the world on December 21, 2012. Some are building arks for the flood, others storing peanut butter and guns to ward off hunger or vandals. But not in New Orleans. Here, the conclusion of the 5,125-year-long Bakhtun period of the Mayan calendar is not an occasion for Armageddon, but for, well, what else? A festival. Yes, the intergalactic crew of Chewbacca's, that gathering of Star Wars freaks, Trekkies, mega geeks, and UFO conspiracy theorists, intent on saving the galaxy, is planning a cosmic convergence.
We put together a festival that is world class, absolutely epic in scale and scope and concept. We've got 20 or so of the best bands in New Orleans, all of my personal favorites, plus a bunch of other fantastic bands. And we have, as a headliner, we have Ghostland Observatory. We booked them specifically because they're experimental. They have a sort of a psychedelic electronic rock sort of angle to them. And they have specifically the best laser light show on planet Earth. They have a $10 million plus laser light show that they're bringing and installing at the party.
That's Ryan Ballard, creative genius and one of the overlords of the crew of Chewbacca's, which, for those unfamiliar with this oh-so New Orleans organization, is a three-year-old Mardi Gras parading group that has gone from less than 100 members to more than 700 in its short history. Now, to face the impending end of the world, they, at the direction of last year's crew royalty, Giorgio Tsoukalos, producer and star of the History Channel's Ancient Alien series, are planning to placate the Mayan gods, New Orleans style.
He contacted me over the summer and said, Ryan, I have this crazy idea. I said, I'm sure you do. He proposed to me to throw a massive festival in New Orleans to celebrate the end of the Mayan calendar on December 21st, 2012, and to prevent the Mayan apocalypse by appeasing the space gods who are purportedly returning on December 21st, 2012 to annihilate planet Earth. And so the purpose of this festival, the tongue-in-cheek purpose, like everything Chewbacca's does, is to prevent said apocalypse by showing the space gods that not only is humanity worth sparing, but that we are absolutely incredible and awesome. That this party will prove to them that we are so awesome that not only should they spare us, they should probably land and party with us.
And who can argue with that? Not some Mayan space god, that's for sure. With recreations of Mayan temples throughout the Sugar Mill party space, Ryan is working day and night to welcome in a new historical era.
What I'm doing specifically is I'm putting together an installation of a mothership, a pyramidal space freighter that will land at midnight on stage and will open up, and Giorgio Tsoukalos and a Wookiee and several other space creatures will emerge from this mothership, get on stage, and join Ghostland Observatory in a champagne toast to hail in the dawn of a new era. The Sugar Mill will be absolutely packed with, like, incredible amounts of sculptures and experimental lighting systems. It's going to be a visual as well as a audio treat.
So, just like some folk who came for Mardi Gras and never left, I predict that thanks to Ryan's efforts, we will soon see a new Mardi Gras crew. You know, the Mayas of Metairie, or maybe it's the Mayas of Marrero, or even the Mayas of Marigny. But regardless of where they show up, we'll know who they really are and why they're here. So, all you doomsday preppers, I say forget the Ark or the 100 jars of peanut butter and go to the Cosmic Convergence Festival. For more information about tickets and schedules, go to wwno.org or nolavie.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.